and along to Bermondsey Street. And on Bermondsey Street, there is a building with beehives on the rooftop, which I thought for this evening would be appropriate. Not that you can see the beehives, but Bermondsey Street honey. The bees live on one of the rooftops of Bermondsey Street. And then just next to it is the restaurant that one of the places I'm going to be running to when we get out of lockdown. It's a very, very classic French brasserie, and it is called Casse-Croûte, both of them starting with C. So C takes us back to Adam. Ooh. Hopefully.
Yep, I am here. I'm live. I'm not a cat. Okie dokie. Can you make me co-host again, Fiona? Is that okay?
Are you not at the moment?
Don't seem to be.
No. Actually, no, I can't, bizarrely.
That's good.
Someone else can.
I am live. I'm
there
not.
You go.
Here we go. We're back in business. That was...
Particularly smooth, this sharing a presentation lark.
Professional.
Yep.
Not smoothness here. That was a bountiful banquet of beautiful bees. Bravo.
Thank you.
In Clerkenwell Close. Let's round up our C's. Clerkenwell Close, Catholic churches, and Capital Ring. Let's begin in Clerkenwell. Here's the area known as Clerkenwell here. The name Clerkenwell dates back to, well, it's first recorded in 1100. The clerks of the City of London, the old City of London, would perform mystery plays, live dramatised versions of tales from the gospel in the vernacular outside the churches on high days and holidays. Their particular venue was around the well. Just to the west of the old city, the Clerk's Well. The Clerk's Well. So we're between the City of London in this direction and the West End away over here. Clerkenwell. Here we are above Clerkenwell. There's a couple, see for a couple of things I'd like to point out. Clerkenwell Green here. I'd like to look at this building here, the old Middlesex Sessions House. This one as well. This building on the corner, very important building, the pub. And I'd like to look at this slightly more obscure building up here and round off with what lies beneath this corner of Clerkenwell, which occupies the southernmost tip these days of the borough of Islington. Clerkenwell Close, double C, Clerkenwell Close. I've chosen it because it's where I first fell in love with London 29 years ago. My first job in London as a copywriter at a PR company in Clerkenwell Close. Very easygoing atmosphere, these media types, you know what they're like. Long lunches. And I made the most of my long lunches by wandering around and exploring Clerkenwell. I know that a great many of you are lovers of London, great London patriots. If you're not, then come to Clerkenwell because it's the easiest place to fall in love with London. London's history is so near the surface here. I'll show you. Let's have a wander around. From Clerkenwell Green, we see the old Middlesex Sessions House here, the Court of Law, where Oliver Twist is put on trial for picking a pocket or two there at the Middlesex Sessions House, 18th century structure, swinging round to the Karl Marx Memorial Library, the former home of the old CPGB, the Communist Party of Great Britain. So we've got literary and political history before we've even taken a step. I'm just pausing the video here because we've got two little places to eat in Clerkenwell. Scotty's Snack Bar and La Rochetta, side by side, both owned by the same family. An Italian family, the Scotties. The sandwich bar, the snack bar, they'll do you a nice bacon roll and a cup of coffee there as well. Don't ask for a latte or a hoka laka choka maka or whatever they call them. You'll get a stern look. They'll give you a cup of coffee and a nice one too. And bacon roll, that sort of thing. And right next door, same family business, La Rochetta. It's not one of our celebrated restaurants, but it's a traditional Italian restaurant in Little Italy. Gingham tablecloths, Chianti bottles and candles. It's tremendous. Go and see Max and Al. They'll look after you. They'll treat you like royalty in Little Italy. Straight ahead there, we've got the Crown Tavern, former music hall. And then we've got the local parish church. And a little bit of building work going on there at the moment, as you can see. Very much in the style of James Gibbs and Christopher Wren. Designed by a fella called Carr. He only ever designed one church. But there's the building that we want most of all. Straight ahead, the most important building in Clerkenwell, the pub, the Three Kings. Now, I'm going to tell you about this pub because I like you. You seem like nice people, but don't tell everybody, okay? And we don't want the riffraff overrunning the finest pub in London, the Three Kings of Clerkenwell. There's been a pub on this spot since at least the 18th century. Its current incarnation, well, it's become a very eccentric spot. The Three Kings, it's a common strand in pub names. Very often pub names are named for the workers, you know, the Bricklayers Arms, good example. The Royal Family, the Crown, the King's Head, the Duke of Whatnot. The other very common strand, religious names. Think of the Cross Keys of St. Peter or the Mitre Tavern. This is the Three Kings, the Three Wise Men in Clerkenwell. And here's their old sign. The Three Kings on the sign here, King Henry VIII, we talked about him, Elvis and King Kong. A paper mache sign, which was made at the little paper mache art shop in Clerkenwell Close, just across the road from the pub. The sign came down a couple of years ago in a big storm. It's kept inside the pub now, the Three Kings. So let's have a look inside. An eccentric space. It's become very eccentric. When I knew this pub 29 years ago, it was a traditional corner pub. And it, over the years, it's become very eccentric. The landlord, Big John, the landlord, he went into a sort of a semi-retirement here. He had been the landlord at the Hope and Anchor, another religious name, up in Islington on Upper Street. The Hope and Anchor, a great music pub where the Clash played, where the Sex Pistols played. Well, you too played. So Big John, the landlord of the Hope and Anchor, was the first person to book U2 outside of Ireland, a pub gig. And then he moved here to the Three Kings of Clerkenwell. It's his son, Deke, that runs the place now. And as you can see, very eccentric decor inside, including the rhinoceros' head here. There's a poster on the wall for some operation called London Walks, whoever they are. It still has a lovely music theme. They do the odd sort of folk night upstairs. And the jukebox up there is willfully obscure. And I mean that as a great compliment, a wonderful treasure, the best jukebox in London. On Clerkenwell Close, the Three Kings of Clerkenwell. This is how Clerkenwell looked in the early 1980s. All ready for demolition. All ready for demolition. Thankfully saved. There's how it looks today. The Horseshoe Pub, also a very good pub. They've got 6 dartboards. You can call ahead when it's open and book your hockey. 6 dartboards. They're quite serious about darts there, so no time wasters. If your doctor has told you to take up a sport, well, there you go. Come and join me for a game of darts at the Horseshoe. This building almost derelict back then, ready for demolition. You can see there's a lovely roof terrace, roof garden there. On the left of the picture, a Peabody block. George Peabody, the great philanthropist. Good, affordable accommodation for the less well-off. A Peabody block in Clerkenwell. Saved from the bulldozers in the 1980s. Another aerial shot here of Clerkenwell. This is the old warehouse The warehouse was the book and furniture depository for the London School Board. So books and furniture. This fairly modern building is structured out of the shell of another old warehouse. And this structure here was the, back in the very early 1990s, this was the first media company to open in Clerkenwell. The Clerkenwell workshops here are now all, you know, web designers and studios and artists and recording places, all very hip at Clerkenwell today. But back in the late 80s, early 90s even, we still had bomb sites undeveloped here in Clerkenwell. And I know that this was the first media company to move in to the area when it was still quite dowdy. And I know that because that's where I worked, here at 34 Clerkenwell Close. It's a former ink factory, which was built in 1901. So not really particularly old, but a converted ink factory. And just beyond there, we've got this spectacular tree sort of arcing towards the light. Can you see it? Growing in spite of the urban environment. Isn't it spectacular? And then just beyond there, we saw it from the air a moment ago, the old Hugh Middleton School. Hugh Middleton was one of the great movers and shakers in bringing the New River to Clerkenwell. The head of the New River can be found in Clerkenwell, bringing fresh water in from Hertfordshire in the late 17th century. The school is named for him. These days it's luxury apartments. It's the G word again, gentrification. But a former school. These days luxury apartments. Side door, cookery and laundry at the old Hugh Middleton School. If you open this gate and go along the little alleyway, then down the stairs, you'll find what lies beneath. The Clerkenwell House of Detention. There are still bits of the Clerkenwell House of Detention lying beneath the flats in the former school. Again, in the scheme of things, given that Clerkenwell goes back to the 1100s in, well, its name is first recorded in 1100, the prison here was built in the 1840s and functioned as such only until the 1890s, when it was pulled down and the land was redeveloped as a school. The idea in the 1840s is a more humane way of keeping prisoners. As you can see, we've got terrific exercise yards here, lots of space. It replaces the old Clerkenwell Bridewell, which was hugely overcrowded. Here's an illustration of the old Bridewell here, hugely overcrowded and cruel and unusual in its methods of punishment. Here's one of the cells just left behind underneath the apartments these days. As you can see, the word Canvas in the bottom here. Canvas is an agency that rents out buildings and venues, unusual buildings and venues for private events and book launches and filming. It was in the 80s and in the 90s that the Clerkenwell House of Detention was opened as a kind of theme museum along the lines of the London Dungeon, you know, horror stories and whatnot. It wasn't particularly successful. It closed down in the 1990s, and we can't always get access to these locations these days, but it's worth keeping an eye out because from time to time they're opened during open house weekend, and they are quite interesting to nose around. This tunnel here that we can see, if you've seen the Sherlock Holmes movie with Robert Downey Jr., made a few years ago now, when they're doing the chase sequence in the tunnels beneath the Houses of Parliament, they were actually filmed here.